Hello, and welcome to Big Dumb Monsters. I'm Chris.
Hi, I'm Nick.
And this week, we are talking about VHS, the 2012 horror anthology. I dig it. Nick, not so much.
Yeah, it's fine. We watched a really, really good anthology a couple of weeks ago, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, it does not live up.
We're going to talk about it a little bit.
Yeah.
I hope you like hearing us talk about it.
It's a well of good creators. I'll give you that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, this is like, it is crazy how many like horror names came out of this, like director wise. But we'll get into it. We'll get into a little more. There's about to be boobs on screen again, so we're going to be distracted.
Yes.
Yeah. We're going to get out of here and let you enjoy the show. There we are. Hopefully technical difficulty free this week.
Yeah, it'd be super rad.
Yeah.
Saturday. Saturday night's all right for podcasting, babe.
That is true. Fighting, podcasting, drinking, what have you. What's up, everybody? This is the Big Dumb Monsters program. Yeah. That's what old people say, right?
Yeah. Yeah, program.
Program, yeah, yeah. We're going to talk about robots and programs. No, tonight we are talking about VHS, the 2012 horror anthology. Not a fan?
I'm not a fan. It's fine.
I really love this movie. Like, the first two of these, I think, were, like, really, really good. Like, this one, I will say, like, the best parts are the bookends. Like, the succubus segment in the beginning, and then the haunted house at the end, I think, are the best segments in the movie.
Yeah.
Middle, it's a hit or miss in the middle. Like,
yeah. Like, all of them are decent.
Yeah.
But, like, there's ones that I don't really give a shit about. Like, I don't care for the camp one.
That one I thought was okay. Like, I see what they were going for, but, like, I don't know. Like, the girl's whole plan was just dumb.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, I came back and I'm prepared for you. No, you weren't.
You really didn't.
Yeah. You were not at all.
No. And I actually like these interstitials with the no good Knicks who are breaking into that house and all that stuff.
Cause yeah.
Cause those feel like videos that you saw on the dark side of the internet in the, you know, early 2000s.
Yeah. Dudes just being assholes and jackasses.
Yeah.
Ooh, pardon me. That's the one that
with
was
like a really, yeah.
Before we were recording, I was trying to get one out and that was the one.
He was
that
ruminating.
Yeah. Sorry.
But these feel like the beginning clip and then the all the stuff in between. It feels like it's like Jackass, but like with a really dark turn.
Yeah,
in it, you know what I mean. Like, you know that these guys are genuine pieces of shit and stuff like that. I dig that. But then this movie just runs on at least a half an hour too long.
That I could see. I remember this being like 90 minutes and like that really would have been that would have been the perfect fucking in my opinion. Like, I think I would have cut the one with the girl, like with the experiment or whatever they were doing to her.
Oh, where she's
like,
she's seeing like the haunted,
yeah, like this thing under my arm, like,
yeah,
yeah.
I kind of like that one.
Really?
I like weird shit like that.
Oh, that one, like, there was a couple of things in this movie that I'm like, nope, I'm just going to turn away. And, like, her digging into her arm was one of them. Like,
I'm all about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the opening one with the succubus was good. The haunted house one had like really shitty CG, which I can forgive. But it really wasn't great. But the story in that one was good.
Yeah. Yeah. I just loved like the what the fuck of it all, like of that one. Like,
yeah.
Just like the hands coming out of the walls and like they stumble across this ritual and like.
Yeah. It's like, is it a cult? Is it a haunting? Is it like demonic possession? Is it like, yeah. And the fact that they don't really tell you, I dig in this. Like, you really don't know what the fuck is going on in any of these.
Yeah.
Which is cool because like they give you enough for you to be able to interpret. But it's not like a, what the fuck? I have no idea what's going on in any of this bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, they don't spell it all out for you, which is cool. Let's see. What were some of the other segments?
There's the one with the couple like on the road trip.
Cool twist. I didn't see that one coming. Yes. I actually thought that one was okay.
See, that one, I don't know. It didn't, like, my favorite ones are, like, the supernatural ones. And, like, that one is not supernatural. Like, and I think that's
that's why I like it a little more.
But I will say it had the most, I think, effective, like, terror fucking scene in this movie.
Oh, yeah.
Of just, like, the camera rolling and then, like, the two of them sleeping. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yep,
that was good. Realistically, I think... The lesser supernatural stuff, like the lesser monstery stuff, was better in this movie.
Yeah.
And just for what I'm looking for in this kind of movie. I'm looking for like fucked up footage that, you know, like people are after. And for me, that's gonna be more along the lines of a snuff film.
Yeah.
Than, you know, a haunted house movie.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think the succubus one is my favorite out of
it?
Yeah, I think the first time I saw that, I would have said that the haunted house one.
Yeah.
But I just love the, cause that one I think nails the, like, that thing of like, you were saying before, like, this is something you would have seen like on the web, but also like,
yeah,
something is just off enough for most of it. Like,
yep.
You know, before everything starts obviously going supernatural.
Before you realize that she's a fucking monster.
Like, yeah. Like if you're watching it closely, you notice that like she is in the back before she even interacts with any of them. Like you see her in the background, like checking them out. Like she walks into the club, like right behind them. You see it. Like if you're, you know, it's as the camera's like moving.
Right. It's like she picked them and then made them think that they chose her.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So again, like it's something's just weird about, something's off. And I fucking love that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm probably not going to watch this again. I am glad that I watched it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll just put that out there. Just because of the hype train.
There are some big, like, names that came out of this, like, directing-wise.
Yeah, Ty West,
Adam Wingard.
Yeah.
Just a couple, we'll get to that. I was saying to Art before we started recording, if there weren't, like, a dozen directors on this movie, we'd have nothing to talk about, the better known as.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, this is about as indie gets.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it was put out by Bloody Disgusting, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
I mean, like.
Yeah, yeah.
I've reached out to their podcast network and got nothing back, so fuck it.
Thanks, guys.
Fuck you and Utica Club.
Yeah.
I take it back, baby. No, Utica Club, don't leave me.
I'm sorry, baby. but yeah, no, from like the moment I saw this, like that's that first segment, like I'm in, I'm hooked, I'm in. Like I fucking love it. Because it's that indie feeling. It looks like, again, it looks like something you found, but it is like pulling off this like really fucking scary, like really effects, like driven thing.
They took the found footage like element of this way, way too far with the amount of camera movement.
Hmm.
Because like, okay, so I understand that they're filming, but like if you're going to film something, you're on a road trip, let's say, and you're documenting your time. Are you doing this? Like, are you moving all over the fucking place with the camera? Like, no, like reel it in. I get it. It sets tension. It makes it feel like somebody's really just working a camcorder, which they are. But nobody films anything like that. Yeah. You know, when they're scared and they're running and they're going crazy, then I understand it. But just setting up things, like, I'm done with that. Like, I'm getting motion sickness from a road trip video.
I need a Dramamine. I was going to say, the one of the things I will ding this on is the dead guy who's not dead concept, which, you know, they didn't Saw. Like, you're not going to do it better than they did in Saw.
Yeah,
like,
fuck no.
And, you know, they tried to do that here, and, like, I don't know.
Is he dead guy who's not dead? Is he dead guy who turned into something because he watched all these movies?
I think
is what it, because at the last flash, he's got, like, crazy makeup stuff going on, so.
Let's see. Let's some of the other.
That guy's got more TVs in there than we do.
One of the few people on earth. the slasher segment. I thought that one, like, there was, like, too much going on with that one. Like, you know, if it were, I think if they went to basics on that one, where it was just like, okay, this girl, like, tricks these people into coming with her as bait,
yeah,
to lure, like, a slasher back out that, like, came after her and her friends, like, a year before or whatever. Like,
yeah,
that's enough of a concept.
Yeah, like, I don't need digital monster that you can't see.
You have, like, the digital monster. You also, like, there was also, like, kind of like a zombie element to it also. Like, it seemed like, because the one dude who had his throat slashed, like, was up and walking around, and then, like, he fell back down again. But I think somebody else.
I think that was just supposed to be, like, he just wasn't dead yet.
I thought, like, no, the girl starts moving, too. At the end, when he rips her guts out, she starts moving around, too, before the end of the thing.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So they were like, yeah, like, fucking refine, goddammit.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like one concept per video is fine, especially for how short they are.
Yeah.
But, like, I think by the time I got to the haunted house section at the end, I was just so ready for this to be over.
Yeah.
And I didn't really feel like it was poorly done, but it was poorly edited. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need 2 hours of shaky cam because it's driving me insane to look at.
Yeah.
And the fact that each segment is so vastly different, it is really jarring. Typically with things like this, like Creepshow 2, like we just went over it. Like, we had three segments in that, all of them different, but in kind of the same vein.
Yeah.
Right? Like, kind of creepy, weird, supernatural shit happens through each one. Stories are completely different. They could have done that with this. Like, make it everything is supernatural with some kind of tie-in because it's all on one tape.
They do that a little bit better, I think, in some of the sequels. There is kind of like a tie-in with some of them.
Just make it a little more thematic.
Yeah.
And just, like, reel in this fucking insane shaky cam.
Yeah, and like, less segments for sure. Like,
yeah.
I think if you stick to
five in this,
I think there's five and
yeah.
Well, there if you count the like the wraparound shit, that's we can count that as one.
So then six, I think.
You have the succubus, you have the couple on the road, you have the girl with the experiment.
Yep.
You have the haunted house and yeah, the slasher. So you have six.
Yeah.
Fucking segments. Yeah, that is a lot.
It's too much.
Yeah. Yeah. Cut it in half and make each segment a little bit longer. Like, give it a little more detail.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, if it was up to me, I would cut the slasher one for sure. And I
would honestly cut the couple one too.
Because I guess the couple one doesn't make as much sense because it's just people being shitty to people.
Yeah.
So that, I guess, is kind of the outlier thematically.
But I think they could have cut a lot out of that one too. Like, I think there's like two scenes at night where the second scene is when the guy gets killed, when the person's filming them at night. But that one I think you could have cut back because there's scenes of them at the Grand Canyon, like
yeah,
scenes of them doing like touristy shit, like
yeah, just a road trip, and then they start arguing a little bit and blah blah blah, and so that just kind of builds up.
Yeah.
And then you've got the break in two Yeah, two break-in scenes. Because the first one is where she's just like menacing them with the switchblade. And then the second time is when she stabs him in the throat, and it's pretty fucking brutal, actually.
That was pretty gnarly, yeah.
I appreciated the practical effects in this. Like, I don't know if they were really good because there's so much film grain on this, but they looked good for the way they're presented.
Yeah.
You know, that whole, like, old games look better on a CRTV, you know?
That is true. That is 100% true. Let's see. What else can be said about this?
It's fine.
See, I really, really dig this.
I don't. Like, I will check out some of the other ones now that I've gone through this. I've gotten the vibe.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people talk about the other ones. Like, you know, like, apparently they're popular.
So. Two, I think it might be my favorite out of all of them.
Yeah. What is there, four now?
We were just talking about, I think there's like six.
Jesus Christ.
Because there's this one, there's two, there's Viral, and then there's like VHS 84, like 94 or 99.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's probably, I guarantee you there's more coming. But I'm a sucker for like these little short, like, showcases. Like, show us what you can do.
Yeah.
Like, because, I mean, all, like, a lot of these, like, they are where a lot of popular directors come from. Like you said, Ty West came out of this. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Well, this is, I don't know if you had to have, you watched a lot of late night sci-fi television, right? Like, yeah. Sci-fi Channel. They would have, I can't remember the name of the show, but they had one. And
Channel
it was,
Zero?
No, it was long before that. We're talking like around 2000, 2001.
Okay.
There was a late night show on the Sci-Fi Channel, and it would be like independent shorts that they would showcase.
Huh. All right. Yeah.
And so this kind of gave me that feeling, but just, you know, like, obviously none of the sci-fi. But yeah, just cool little things that people made and they wanted to show off and be like, hey, maybe this will get me somewhere.
Yeah.
So I can absolutely appreciate this for what it's doing and what it has done. It's just like the end product is not that great for me.
All right. Yeah, it's justifiable.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we can move on to some ratings, man. It feels like we're doing this quickly, but...
No, we're 20 minutes into this, son of a bitch. It's about on par.
Yeah.
About on par.
We're going to be vastly apart on our ratings on this.
Oh, for sure. By the way, this is going to be probably going to be a real short episode because there's apparently not a whole lot in IMDb land.
Director-wise, there's a lot to talk about, but yeah, actor-wise, not so much.
Trivia? Nope.
Damn. Shit. We better hope we can fucking shoot the shit after.
Oh, we can shoot the shit.
Yeah. I definitely got stuff to talk about. All right.
That is a sticker. Our QR code sticker says it's fine. It's fine.
Does it really?
Yes, it does.
Oh, I bet.
Uh-huh. All right, I'll go first. It's a five. It's a five.
We're not that far off apart. I thought you were going to go sub five.
I'm not going to go sub five because it feels disrespectful to the spirit of it. Like, it's what is made is of a decent quality. It just doesn't do the thing for me.
Yeah.
You know, I can see its value. It's just not, I'm not all that entertained by it.
No, for me, I'm going to go higher on this one. I'm going seven on this. Solid no seven. Yeah. Like I said, I am a sucker for like a showcase like this. Like you have X amount of minutes. Fucking wow us in that time.
Yeah.
You know, I think like this one for sure, The Succubus, like I think is a home run. Like,
yeah,
I don't think this would work as a full movie though. Like, no, I think this is perfect as it is. Like,
yeah.
Even the Haunted House too, like that one, like that's my second favorite probably out of the whole.
Yeah.
And even that one, like I don't want a full Haunted House movie.
I do. I love a Haunted House movie. I love just a lingering.
Oh, don't get me wrong.
Fucking burner of a Haunted House.
Don't get me wrong. No, I want Haunted House movies in general, but I mean like that segment, like, isn't going to work as a 90 minute movie. Like, I think it's perfect as it is.
A 90 minute movie of that is fucking Hereditary. By by the way, fuck Hereditary.
It's fine.
No, it's not.
I enjoyed it.
I didn't. I was fucking bored.
But yeah, no, I love a good horror anthology, and I like the found footage thing. Like when it's done horribly, it is just like unwatchable. But I don't feel that way. Like most of these are good. Some of these I got like, you know, I'm like, can I just skip? Like,
yeah,
for sure. But, yeah.
Like once they get into the things that are like, oh, well, the film quality is glitchy. I'm like, I don't care. Like you're not adding anything.
Yes. Yeah, so, like that's why like I really want to like that segment more, the slasher one, so much more.
It's not even that, but like even this one, it's because it's all in his glasses cam. So, oh, it's a shitty little camera. It better skip frames every once in a while. It doesn't have to. Yeah. Like you can suspend a little bit of reality in these things. Like you're making a movie about a fucking succubus. Pretend the camera is a good quality.
Yeah. Yeah, so no, solid 7 for me. I do love these. Like as soon as a new one comes out, I watch it immediately. I do love this whole franchise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather be watching Tombstone.
I griped about this when the newest one came out, where like the newest one is barely horror. It's mostly just like torture porn, like not even torture porn. It's just gore. Like,
yeah,
it was more like more of an action movie than it was a horror movie.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So where I come from with this is like my first real experience with like maybe these style of movies was the Guinea Pig series. And those were the way it started off was, they are movies made in Japan and they are supposed to be like showcases for like practical effects and gore and things like that. And I want to say they're probably the progenitor of the torture porn thing.
Yeah.
Like they're really, really extreme. The first one, Guinea Pig, The Devil's Experiment, I think is what the full title of it was. And the whole premise is that this group of guys kidnaps this girl off the street. They tie her to a chair and they just torture her. Like that's the movie. That's right. It. There's no like,
yeah,
there's no redemption. There's no vengeance.
Story arc. No, it's
they just they're doing experiments. So like the first one is like, they've got her in like an office chair and they're just spinning it and spinning it and spinning it and spinning it like thousands of times. And then the next one is like, they're just slapping her in the face. And like, there's like a count every Jesus. Once in a while. You see like her face is starting to get swollen and shit like that. And then they start in on her with the pliers. Eventually like one of the really like famous scenes out of that one is they cut her fucking eyes out.
I'm good.
You good? Good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. That's like, see, when people are like, oh, I really like extreme stuff, I'm like, have you ever seen that?
Yeah. I'm good.
Yeah. Like, and I like at there was a time where like that's the kind of shit I was looking for. I wanted like take me to the limit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
no, like I am yeah, I could kind of see it because that was popular for a while, like around the Hostel, like Hostel 2 era.
Yeah, but this was like before that. Like,
yeah, but no, I'm saying like mainstream wise.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was popular for a while. Like even that, like, I don't know. I just, I'm not against it, but like earn that fucking gore, like in my opinion. Like,
yeah.
Put a, like, give me a good story where like this gory fucking thing happens to happen. Like,
yeah.
You know, I just, I like, don't do it for the sake of doing it.
The more that series went out, I want to say they made 4 or 5 movies.
Yeah.
And the more it went on, the more they added story to it. So, like, the first one was just that. They were just tie this woman to a chair. Torture her and fucking kill her. The second one, a little more story, not much, but it's called The Flower of Flesh and Blood. And there's this woman tied to a table and this guy comes in and he's dressed like a fucking samurai. And he just starts doing all kinds of crazy shit. Like he's like throwing entrails and shit all over, like, and he's basically like trying to do this like warrior poet thing. And so there's like a little more story there. And then there's one, it's called Mermaid in a Manhole. And this,
that just sounds filthy.
Yeah. And it's, a guy finds a mermaid. Like he for some reason he was in the sewer. Like, I can't remember if he was like a sewer worker or something like that. For some reason he's in the sewer. He finds a mermaid. And he's like, oh, this is fucking crazy. Brings her home, puts her in the tub. And he's just trying to like interact with her.
That mermaid's been swimming in shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But the longer she's in his tub, like she starts to decompose. Like she's rotting in the tub. And it's like, it's so gross and gory. And yeah. So like I said, the more it goes on, the more story you get. And like, there's one, the one I really didn't like, it was called, oh shit. I can't remember what the title of it was, but it was like a weird Frankenstein kind of spoof. Huh. And then there was another one where I think it was called he Can't Die or He Wouldn't Die. And it's a guy, he's like literally trying to kill himself. Like he slits his wrists and all this kind of shit. He winds up like shooting himself and like he's doing all this shit to himself, but he just won't die. Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
There is a like a Frankensteinish one in one of these. I think it's in Viral. Where it was done by like some filmmaker from like the Philippines, and it's just fucking batshit crazy.
Yeah.
He's just making like all these weird, like, you know, cyborg like fucking things, and like the end, like the culmination of it is like he gets raided by the police, so he just lets like everything fucking go, and like I forget which one that one is, but that one that one's pretty intense. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a lot of crazy experiments. He's got like
So. Does the visual quality increase over these?
Yes, yeah, I mean, for
like,
sure.
This one was made in what, 2012?
Yeah.
Something like that. So, like, I get it, like, because they're thinking, like, oh, people just have shitty video cassette camcorders.
Yeah, you have to think about it, like, in the fact that, like, they're making this with 12-year-old technology to mirror, like, 10 to 15-year-old technology,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't look great. But, yeah, no, they do look better as it goes on.
Yeah.
And, they, like, once especially they make the jump to, like, the years, like, even though, like, the last one was 99, so, like, some of it's, like, security footage, and it's not, like, shaky. It looks, like, pretty clear.
Yeah. You know? Do they eventually realize, like, shaky cam doesn't have to be, like...
I think so, yeah.
Fucking shaky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just whip pan, whip pan, whip pan. She tears his dick and balls off.
I love that. Just flop. Just throws it right in front of the other
guy. I mean, hey, congratulations for you, because it's sizable. But
you go, girl.
Oh, my God.
Oh, and this dude breaking his wrists when he falls on the stairs.
Oh, yeah. Pretty gnarly. Like I said, all the practical stuff was cool. Like,
yeah.
Man, like, yeah, I dig it. A lot of blood.
Yeah.
A lot of blood in this movie, which I'm here for it. I'm a gore hound. I make no apologies for it. Just have been all my life. All right. Are you ready to move on to trivia?
Let's do some trivia.
All right. Let me grab my phone here.
Not to bother you with trivia.
Let's see. Make sure that Spotify doesn't play, because I don't think anybody wants to hear what I was listening to. You ever heard of a band called Nail Bomb?
No.
Mm. They sound like one.
They sound like you would think a band called Nail Bomb sounds like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Max Cavalera from Sepultura and Soulfly. And then Alex something. He's the guy from Fudge Tunnel.
Name. It's a good name.
Nope.
Used to be Shithouse. It's a good change.
Good change. Latrine.
Oh no, it's a Mel Brooks quote.
Uh-oh. Oh, piss boy.
I watched Blazing Saddles this week.
You mean you watched the funniest movie ever made this week? Oh, boys. Look what I got here.
Oh, I think 15 Schnitzel Grubens my limit.
It's true. It's true. I'm not going to apologize for this. They're the salt of the earth. Common people. You know, morons.
Morons. Little bastard shot me in the ass.
This thing is warped. God damn it. I love it so much. I love it. All right. VHS trivia. All right. The brick house the three guys break into, where all the VHS tapes are located, is the same house from Marble Hornets, a found footage web series on YouTube that popularized Slenderman.
No idea, but good to know.
Yeah. Well, if you ever wanted to know where Slenderman came from.
Marble Hornets.
Marble Hornets. The demonic woman Lily is based on the female demon Lilith from ancient mythology. Lily seems to have talon-like feet and is briefly seen as a winged humanoid. I didn't dig on that part, really. Lily resembles the female winged demon or goddess depicted in the Burney relief from 18th century BC. This relief has long been suspected to be an early depiction of Lilith.
All right.
For whatever that's worth to you. This is more along our lines of trivia. The word fuck is said around 240 times.
I was going to say Lilith, I believe, is like the mother of all monsters. And I forget like what mythology.
Lilith is the, yeah, she's like the mother of like vampires and
yeah.
Yeah.
All demons and shit.
It depends on what
Adam's
story you're
listening. First wife also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's see here. Sam and Stephanie's fortune card from the machine in Second Honeymoon alludes to the other arcs of the anthology as well as its own arc. And I don't remember what the card was.
Well, I missed that. What was that again?
The fortune card in Second Honeymoon.
Oh,
which yeah. is the hiking trip.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't even notice. Oh, that's right. Yeah. She says like you will be reunited with a loved one. With talking about the girl.
Oh, yeah.
And then, like...
I just couldn't remember what the fucking... What the card said.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I like that this dude gets busted for trying to secretly record him fucking his girlfriend.
This movie is just filled with creepy dudes.
Yeah. It really is. Magnolia Pictures purchased the North American rights to this film for slightly over $1 million. I would imagine it got at least its money back.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
I don't know if they own the rights to everything that came after this as well. That would have been a smart purchase.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
So I think Shudder owns the rights now. They're the ones making the movies.
Yeah, that's true. Are they Shudder Originals?
Yeah.
Okay. I'd never even heard of this until a couple of years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I was on board from this first one. As soon as this came out, I'm like,
oh, really?
I need to see this. Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
All right. And this is the most pathetic IMDb trivia fact that I've ever seen. One segment takes place in 1998.
It's the wanted ass one.
Sure is. Yeah,
it's Halloween 1998.
You can tell because they're using a map to navigate.
Yeah. Remember that?
Like, yeah, I do.
Dude, I made it from fucking New York to Tennessee using paper maps.
Yeah.
Fucking, yeah.
Yep. Ooh. That's it.
Walking around like the printout of like the Google fucking directions. Like.
Oh, MapQuest.
Yeah.
We didn't have Google directions. We had MapQuest.
All right, we're going to have to turn off Tombstone, unfortunately.
God damn it.
We've been watching Tombstone at the same time we've been watching VHS. Because Tombstone's
watching
fucking awesome.
Watching VHS, yeah.
All right, on to the actual IMDb portion of the show, the better known as.
That's really low.
It is very low. Anyway, this movie has like a shitload of directors. A lot of them have gone on to do very notable stuff in the world of horror.
I mean, realistically, there should only be six.
That last Haunted House segment was directed by like a collective.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, called Radio Silence. And I think Adam Wingard is one of those guys. We'll get to that. Matt Bettinelli, Olpin, and also this other guy right here, Tyler Gillett. These guys directed, before I scroll down, I don't remember.
Scream 6.
Well, yeah, I was going to say that. Yeah, oh. But I forget which segment of this movie.
Oh.
But both of these guys.
Oh, my bad.
They directed, they're part of the Radio Silence director collective. So they directed the Haunted House segment. Mm-hmm. Along, I think, with Adam Wingard. But yeah, no, they directed the last two Scream movies, which are actually pretty fucking good movies. Scream in 2022 and then Scream 6 in 2023.
Why wouldn't they call that Scream 5?
Because it's in the when it, way it's printed, like the V is in like the, I think it's between the A and the M, maybe. Or no, it's right in the M, maybe, I think.
That's fucking lame.
Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of the sixth one where like it's the red fucking, yeah. This is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. But still, like, that one's called Scream 6. They did the same stupid font trick for 5. Call it Scream 5. We already have Scream.
They also directed Ready or Not in 2019, which is also a pretty good horror movie. That's the one where like the girls marrying into like the rich family, their family. I think it was like they're like the Parker brothers, basically like a board game.
Okay.
Like magnet. And like whenever one of them gets married, they have like this thing, like this tradition where they have to like pick a game. And like the, it just so happens like the game that she picks is the one where like they have to kill somebody. Like there's one chance and like they, all the other ones are regular games.
Yeah.
And there's just one. And like you find out they had like the family like made a deal with the devil so that they were rich. And like basically they have to like sacrifice somebody every so often.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a pretty fucking good movie. It's on cable a lot and I'll throw it on like as a background movie.
I vaguely remember when that came out.
Yeah. It's got a 6.9 on here.
69. Yeah. Nice.
A lot of the people in this also directed segments in that movie Southbound. That was 2015. It was another horror anthology. Mm-hmm. That one was all like horror tales, like taking place on like the highway, basically, like or like in a little road stops that, off the side of the highway.
That is where most horror shit happens.
Yeah, most real life horror.
Like, real life horror.
Some scary shit goes on out there.
Fucking Texas killing fields and shit. Ooh, I have a sneeze coming on.
Aside from that, I don't think there's really much notable that at least this dude directed. They're not directing the new Scream. Well, all right. Although that lit seems to be going down in flames.
Yeah.
They fired the one girl because she like was pro, like said something pro Palestine.
Yeah.
So they fired her, and then like a bunch of other people quit. Jenna Ortega quit because they fired her.
Yep.
And I think these guys might have quit too.
Yeah.
This is the other guy who directed the Scream.
So strange what happens when you fire somebody for some political beliefs that don't mean anything in the entertainment business.
Yeah. Nothing else notable from Tyler Gillett, aside from what we've already mentioned. Up next,
that looked like a dude that drinks a lot of IPAs.
Yeah. He likes beer that tastes like flowers. Mm-hmm. David Bruckner is up next. He directed the Amateur Night segment. That was the, I think it's the Succubus segment. I believe it is anyway. Now I'm all thrown off. He also directed a segment in VHS 85. That was last year. He also unfortunately directed the new Hellraiser in 2022.
That sucked so bad.
Yeah. He also directed the Night House in 2020, which was not great.
Not great?
Not great. Directed two episodes of the Creepshow TV series.
I want to start watching that.
I watched the first season and it was okay.
Yeah.
I didn't have any, it wasn't bad. I don't know. When it came back, like, didn't care. Although I heard it gets so much better in like the later seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. He directed The Ritual in 2017, which is also a fucking really good movie.
Yeah.
Highly, highly recommend that one. And that is it. As far as David Bruckner goes, up next, Ty West, who is a fucking, doesn't get bigger in the world of horror at this point, right now.
Right now, he can do no wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Maxine looks pretty good. He's got that coming out this year.
I still haven't seen Pearl. Like, I keep wanting to see it.
I need to rewatch it. I don't know.
I just don't want to jump on the hype train.
Yes. I think the hype is definitely greater than the movie is. It wasn't a bad movie. I just wasn't like in love with it.
It was the same with X.
Yes.
Like, I saw it after a bunch of the hype came out. Like, I don't think it was like super new or super old when I saw it. I mean, it only came out 2 years ago, but like, I saw it and I was like, okay, this is just like an all right throwback slasher movie.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing more to it.
Yeah. It's your fundamental, like it does the basic fundamental horror movie formula right.
Yeah.
Like it's the first time we've gotten that in a long time.
Yeah.
And like, I like it for that. Is it my fucking favorite horror movie of all time?
Not even close.
Yeah. 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 No.
But there's people that say like those movies are like the best thing they've ever seen. I'm like, this is like,
they're good. Don't get me wrong. They're really good. It's just, yeah. Like, yeah.
No.
Yeah. I much prefer the things those are an homage to, you know, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like I said, I do want to see Pearl. I'm just kind of Mia Gothed out right now.
That's another thing. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, and it's not her fault. She's just working.
Yeah.
She happens to be working a lot in a genre that I like.
He directed two episodes of a TV series from 2021. It was on Amazon called Them. When this came out, there was like a really like big debate about this. And like thinking about it now, like, yeah, I definitely see where this show like kind of crossed the line.
Yeah.
There is a fine line between like horror and like exploiting historical horrors for fucking like torture porn, basically.
Yeah, don't cheapen it.
Yeah, and like this one was just basically like, hey, let's watch a bunch of white people terrorize these black people in the 1950s.
Yeah.
Like it just.
I can understand that as a historical drama. As a horror movie,
yeah,
it feels dirty.
Yeah, yeah,
like it's cheap.
It's exploitive. Yeah, yeah, and like that's a lot of people said. And like, watching it at the time, like I definitely can see that. Like there is some fucking gnarly shit in it. And like, and again, I get that they're trying to show you like this is, you know, how things really were.
Yeah.
But again,
you can do that with a serious tone.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I wasn't thrilled with it.
He did an episode of Tales from the Loop.
Oh, yeah. That was 2020.
Did you watch that?
I did not. No.
Oh, go back for that.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's along the lines of this where, you know, it's anthology style.
Yeah.
But it's all sci-fi. And it kind of...
Did I watch this?
It kind
sounds
of all...
really familiar.
It kind of all... I was praising the shit out of it when I was watching it when it was new.
Yeah.
It was... I think it was on Amazon Prime Video. It all is like in the same world, but it's different perspectives and stuff.
No, I didn't watch this.
Dude. Fucking watch it.
All right.
It's based on a series of... loosely based on a series of paintings as a thing can be. Cause there's an artist who like, he'll do like, it's like a slice of life kind of thing, like a Rockwell, but then there's like giant robots and shit in the background.
Yeah.
And, like worker drones and stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's see. He directed an episode of the Exorcist TV series. That was 2017.
I watched one episode of that, then I was done.
Yeah, I don't know. I never really, like, dug into it.
No, I mean, you know how much I love The Exorcist. I just, like, for something to feel like it's cashing in on that.
Yeah.
Feels gross.
He directed an episode of Outcast in 2017 also. That's based on a Robert Kirkman comic, which I have the first, like, collected, like, paperback of, and I've never read it. I really need to read that. I heard it's really good. Directed an episode of Scream, the TV series, which is not really good.
It was an MTV show, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. A lot of people in this also directed segments in the ABCs of Death, as did Ty West. He directed M is for Miscarriage. That just sounds cheerful.
Real happy ending on that one.
As far as, like, his work before VHS, I've heard a lot of people talk up The Innkeepers, and I just watched that recently, maybe like a month or two ago.
Yeah.
Not a fan.
I mean, it's got a 5.5 on here.
Not a fan. One of the fucking lead characters is goddamn odious. And, like, it's just like, I just want this woman to die. I want you to die, like, now.
That's not nice. Fucking rude.
He directed Cabin Fever 2, Spring Fever. That was 2009. Same year he directed House of the Devil, which I fucking really dug that movie.
That's another one I keep, I put it in, like I want to watch this lists all the fucking time, and I just never get around to it.
I was in that same situation. Like, one day I just pulled the trigger. I'm like, I just keep going past this. I'm just going to watch it.
Yeah.
And it's fucking good. I did enjoy it.
Yeah. Is it, like, gnarly?
Not that I remember, but it plays into that, like, satanic panic, like, kind of, like, culty vibe.
I dig that.
Yeah. Anything else worth mentioning? Probably not. We're going to move on. Up next, we have Adam Wingard, who has directed a couple of movies we may have talked about.
One or two, maybe.
Most recent, well, upcoming, he'll be directing Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire. Oh my God. That's like a month away.
I can do without these Fast and Furious fucking titles, though.
Yeah. Like, I just know, like,
it's not going to be good.
Yeah, I know I'm going to like it for the fact that it's got fucking kaiju.
It's got monsters in it. Yeah,
exactly. Like,
it's going to suck,
so,
though.
Like, it's not going to, like, it can't go below a certain level for me, just because, again, there's giant monsters fighting in
it's
it.
It's a, like, stagnant 5.
Yeah, exactly. Like, yeah, I'm going to give it a 5, but I'm probably going to give it, like, a 5.1, where, like, you know, I don't know. I don't get a good vibe off of it.
No.
Gonna reserve judgment. You know, anything with fucking Godzilla and King Kong, I'm gonna love.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Just give me WrestleMania on this one.
Yeah.
That's, I want WrestleMania here.
Exactly.
Sometimes I want it, sometimes I don't. Look at -1. Don't want WrestleMania. Want that drama.
Yeah.
This?
WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Fucking WrestleMania as fuck. I want the Hulk Hogan theme song.
I want WrestleMania 3, Macho Man, Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. That's what I want. Best wrestling match that's ever been on television.
He also directed Godzilla vs. Kong in 2021. He directed that Death Note movie that everybody hated in 2017. He also directed the Blair Witch reboot in 2016.
Is that a reboot or is it the third movie?
I think
it's a direct sequel.
Series reboot. Like, it's probably a sequel, yeah.
I want to say it's like a direct sequel of the first one, where the actual two was like,
it doesn't exist.
This movie really happened.
Oh, God. That second one was so bad.
It was. It had a goth chick in it, so.
Can't go wrong there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember her. Anyway.
Fondly, from time to time.
He also directed an episode of Outcast. That was 2016. Directed a segment in VHS 2. Also, the ABCs of Death. Q is for Quack.
Mm-hmm.
He directed You're Next in 2011. That was decent. I remember that one. I haven't seen that in a very long time, though. That is it as far as the notable stuff. Let's see. Are we still on directors? No, we are finally on to actors.
Ooh.
Calvin Lee Reeder. He, I think, is in one of the, he's one of the thugs, like in the wraparound segment.
Yeah.
As far as some of the stuff he was in the movie Your Next, which we just mentioned. That was 2011. He was in a movie called Jerk Beast
in
2005.
Yes, I was a teenager.
Yeah. up next, we have Lane Hughes. He was also one of the thugs in the wraparound segment. Also in Your Next, he was the thug wearing the fox mask. He is also in Halloween 2 in 2009, the Rob Zombie movie.
Oh, shit.
Phantom Jam Partygoer. And that's it.
I think the Halloween movies that Rob Zombie did get disproportionately shit on.
Yeah, they're not as bad. Like, the second one is definitely not good, but I don't think those movies are as bad as like people say. Like,
yeah,
people treat them.
Yeah,
I really didn't save this guy for any other reason other than like, oof, he's clearly from a different dimension. Like, that is not a name from this dimension.
Kentucker
Audley. That sounds like Ned Flanders trying to say Kentucky.
Kentucker sounds like a person from Kentucky.
Yeah. Like, I'm sorry, what alternate dimension did you come from?
Or is it supposed to be hyphenated? Is it Ken Tucker Audley?
Maybe, but it's spelled Kentucker Audley. Is he even worth anything worth mentioning?
Like, I doubt Mother it. Kentucker.
That's not a real name. That's not a real name. I don't know what your real name is, but that is not it.
Yeah. Your mama didn't write that down anywhere.
Yeah, that's such a Christian name, as they say in the fucking South.
That is a lot of shit.
A lot of shit with nothing you've ever heard of. Because it's all different dimensions. This is all different dimension shit. Like,
fucking bizarro world.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun fact, that's not his name.
I told you! I fucking told you!
That's his chosen name.
Yeah.
Andrew Michael Neninger.
Oh, whatever, Andy.
Why the fuck would you choose Kentucker?
Kentucker. Whatever, Andy. Fucking.
I need a cool stage name. You didn't do it. You didn't do it.
By a mile.
Up last, we have...
I'll give you something that Bills fans like to hear. Wide right.
I said it's the Bills' signature playoff move. Simon Barrett is up last. There is one reason I saved him. Here it is. Don't say the name of this movie. All right.
Okay.
Because way back when, this is 2013, one of, if not the very first, like, film director I ever I interviewed was the director of this movie.
Okay.
And
didn't go well?
No, it went fine. Right here, this part. So, like, this is me and Tom.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Tom and I were doing the interview, right? And we're talking, like, before the interview, and, like, there's a very, again, I don't want to shit on this dude, so I don't want to say the movie, and I don't want to give anything away, but there is a very, like, graphic fucking zombie rape scene in this movie. Fucking, right?
Okay.
So before the interview, like, Tom and I are, like, you know, it's like one of those things where we're just not talking, and like all of a sudden one of us is like, so how about that rape scene? Like, yeah, right? Like, fucking, so fucking, we're talking. And we're just like, I just, you know, again, like, this is like my first, like, one of my first interviews ever.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I'm like, I'm just going to ask him, like, you know, basic stuff. Well, I don't know how to ask anything other than basic stuff.
What the fuck?
I'm like, I'm going to ask him, like, what is his favorite scene of this movie? And, like, I remember saying to Tom, like, I really hope he doesn't say the rape scene.
Yeah.
Sure enough, fucking doing the interview. Fucking we're on. So what would you say your favorite scene in the whole movie is? And, like, I am regretful and also thankful that cameras, like, during podcasting weren't a thing at this time.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know, he's like, well, it's like, if I think about it, he's like, I have to say the rape scene. Like, fucking, yeah.
It's artistically and tastefully done.
Yeah, exactly.
No. Yeah.
Like, Tom and I are just like,
I just saw a clip. I just saw a clip from it in the trailer that they show on IMDb. It looked like an unwilling one from Titanic. It's like it's just that scene. Bro dog.
Yeah, like, dude, I have interviewed, I have done some fucking interviews in my time, man.
I don't know that I want to be a party to just completely unhinged interviews on this show. But in general,
yeah.
I think it could be fun.
I miss it, but damn do I love having that story. I mean, I don't miss it,
yeah.
But damn do I love having that story.
Fucking yikes.
Yeah. Like it was almost as if he was listening to us before he was on the line. Like, just don't say either the rape scene.
He was like, oh, I'm going to fuck with these guys so bad.
Yeah. I didn't say the rape scene. Oh, yeah.
You know who had a tasteful and artistic rape scene? Shawshank Redemption.
And you felt bad for Andy Dufresne's sore butthole. Fucking. This just made me feel icky. Oh, yeah. That, I don't know. I do miss. I miss having the ability to be shocked by things like that. Like, I mean, you know, because I've seen it all at this point. Nothing fazes me anymore. That fazed the fuck out of me. Yeah, like
the problem is, I'm dead inside.
Yeah,
not that dead.
I'm pretty fucking dead.
Oh yeah, I remember I look up the guy's name. I'm like, holy fuck, that was that dude's name. Oof. I think that's the very first film director I ever interviewed.
How the hell did you pull that? You just asked?
No, just doing this for a while, your name will get out there and you will get I'm surprised we haven't gotten them already.
Yeah.
Every your Dark Castle, your fucking
That's because we suck, Chris.
Well, I think these things just went automatically into everybody's junk fucking.
Yeah.
But no, you just get hooked on to hooked onto these press fucking release lists and
yeah.
That was one of them, yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. It's just every shitty video company in the world has a press release fucking thing. And
yeah.
Hey, do you want to interview this director that nobody's ever heard of? We'll never work again. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I did get some decent interviews out of those every now and again though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Was that the last one?
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I told you there wasn't much.
Ooh.
We did crack an hour, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Good for us.
That's fucking talent.
That's how we do it. We turn VHS into an episode over an hour
we
long.
We spin poop into fucking gold right before your eyes every week.
I believe what I like to call it at work is turning chicken shit into chicken salad. Ah, man.
You know, I'd have to say it's the rape scene.
Just maybe that's our new sticker. Yeah.
It's just me going
why? What the fuck?
It's just burned into my brain that fucking. Anywho, let's shoot some shit.
Yeah, those are lesbians. Opposite problem.
I'm good with that volume because then we know it's on the fucking recording.
Yeah, but that means it's picking up a lot of.
Fuck them! Fuck them!
No, because that fucks me.
Fuck him!
Fuck him!
What were you saying?
Fuck you.
I was saying they sound the same volume to me. When you said the other one was quiet and this one was loud, they're the same.
That's because it comes out of our speakers a lot louder. Yeah. So weird, you prick. Love you.
Hoo-ah.
Crap shooting.
Yeah.
I started reading a book today.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through my second adult book, in the past month or so.
Yeah. No, I got It's called The Living Dead.
Ooh.
It's George
fiction
Romero.
Story
or? Yeah, fiction. George Romero started writing it, and he died in 2017. So he was writing it before that, and then this came out in 2020.
Okay.
And he had somebody finish it, a la, you know, Robert Jordan with.
Basically what George R.R. Martin's going to have
Brandon,
to do.
Brandon Sanderson, where he picked up from the notes and kept going. Yeah, George R.R. Martin's.
You're never getting another Game of Thrones book written by George R.R. Martin now.
Not completely.
Yeah.
But he's been so close for the past 15 years.
And, you know, I'm sure an older, heavy set gentleman like himself is just going to live forever. It's a
long, long time.
Yeah. Anyway, now that we're done shitting on George R.R. Martin.
No, we're not. So I know exactly what the problem is with these books too, is he has his characters so spread apart and so fucked up, he doesn't know how to bring them back to end.
Yeah.
That's the problem. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And he just doesn't want to say it. We're on you, fucking. George, you're on the fucking same list as like Utica Club and who else did we put on that list today?
Oh, Bloody Disgusting.
Bloody Disgusting.
Fucking.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's a novel. It's a fiction novel. It's a fucking doorstopper too.
Really?
But it's a zombie story, obviously, because it was written by George Romero.
All right. So
yeah, I guess he started writing it, had a bunch of notes written out, had a short story, that he wanted to include in it, and then croaked. And then
it's still like in the same universe as like the movies and stuff.
I don't think so, because it feels like this has got like a start to a zombie apocalypse, and it doesn't start the same way his movie verse did.
Okay. All right.
I'll report back once I get a little further into it.
All right, cool.
But yeah. I also started playing Borderlands 3.
All right.
Which has been pretty fun.
I don't think I played the third one. I think I gave up on those after two.
I didn't really enjoy the second one, but I had the third one. I got it for free on Epic. Because they'll just give away AAA games every once in a while. But a buddy of mine at work was like, he loves 3. Like, I think it was 1, 3, 2 is his ranking of them or whatever.
All right.
But he loves it. So I was like, yeah, I'll make a fucking character. I'll play around a little bit. It's been fun. But last night I bought Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Oh. Yeah.
Brother.
Yeah.
Brother. It's taking me back. It's taking me way back.
Yep. I bought those for PS5 a while ago. I got sucked into those again, man. It's
and like they're the perfect pick it up, play a little bit, put it down game.
Like if this were like a Friday night and like cartoons were on. I was having a beer getting ready to go out. Like it would be like the late 90s or like early 2000s again. Like,
Yeah.
Let's get a couple more in. We'll hit the bar.
Yeah. Sure. I really want to nail this trick. I want to grind this whole rail.
Yeah. I have the opposite experience with video gaming this week.
Yeah.
I fucking bought last week, last Friday, Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League.
Yeah, there are still more people playing Arkham Asylum than that game.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good. I was playing it a lot more last night, and I got like a little bit more into it, but it's still not great.
Who made it?
Rocksteady.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys.
What are you doing?
The fuck are you doing?
Like, what even style of game is it?
It is.
Like a hack and slashy kind of game?
Yeah. It's like it's kind of like a budget Destiny where like you don't even really have it's like an open world shooter where it's basically trying to be like a knockoff like X-Men Legends and like Marvel Ultimate Alliance, like those are like the Marvel Diablo games.
Yeah,
so it's trying to be like an action-y like Diablo, but like with just like I don't know. They just didn't do it well at all. Like,
yeah.
The last thing I played before this was Mario, which was fucking awesome. Mario Wonder. I cannot recommend that enough. And the thing I played before that was Spider-Man 2, which is like...
You've been pampered.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you put this shit in front of me?
Well,
fucking,
you put that shit in front of
me. That's true. Yeah. I did that to myself.
Yep.
But yeah, like... Not to mention, you motherfuckers have been working on this for fucking years. Like, you've been hyping this game since 2020. Oof. And, like, this is the fucking game you were hyping up? Like,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That sounds like a kick in the dick.
Huh? Yeah, it's $70 I'll never see again. So, I don't know. It's not like... Because, like, for a while, I'm like, maybe I should just fucking return it and, like, just cut my losses and, like, see what I can get back. And, like,
yeah.
I was playing it last night.
$20
Yeah, probably. I was playing it last night. I'm like, all right, like, I'll finish it. But, like, it's just... Jesus. Yeah.
It's like shitty dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like, I was all hyped up for this dinner. And now, like, ugh.
Yeah.
Mm. Blah. Blah.
Yeah. I don't know. Did I do anything else this week? No, I didn't. I spent a lot of time trying to figure out how to fix the audio from last week's episode.
I'm still pissed off about
that. Shit happens. Like, Spawn is just cursed.
Yeah, like, I am just pissed off. Like, just because, like...
Well, yeah.
It was within... I blame myself
for not... It was within our power to not have it happen.
To not have that happen, and, like, we just know we're gonna fucking... We want to do the show the way we do the show, and, well, like, yeah. I mean,
because we wanted to present it...
How we normally do, yeah. In
our best light.
Yeah.
You know, like, this setup is the way we do it, and if we were to use StreamYard, it wouldn't look as good.
Yeah.
Like, we wouldn't have, like... So our professionalism got in the way, which is the fucking wildest thing that I ever heard.
Seriously.
But I spent a lot of time working on that. And again, like, our sincerest apologies to Nick.
To Marino. Nick, yeah. I honestly cannot apologize enough. I feel so bad.
But he was an amazing guest. Like,
I told you it was going to be an awesome show.
I was having a great time with that show. Yeah,
no, the dude can talk, man. I love talking to him.
But I would love to have him back. And apologies to people listening to the show and watching. Like, you guys know that we, as lackadaisical as we are, like, in this setting, like, we try to do the most professional job that we know how to do.
Yeah, believe it or not. These slobs, like, actually do try to fucking do a nice job. Yeah.
Yeah. We put in the effort. Like, it just said, sometimes it fucks up.
Like, it just
We'll never do Spawn again.
Yeah, that movie is fucking cursed for real. Like, I want to do other episodes that we lost, but, like, I'm scared now.
Yeah.
I would love to do fucking Horror of Dracula again.
Yeah, Horror of Dracula. Well, all the movies we did were, like, bangers. Like, Innocent Blood was fucking cool.
Yeah. Loving Monsters
was awesome. And that's having a resurgence on Netflix again.
Yeah. Like, see, it's popular again. Yeah.
So, I mean, maybe we can do that one, because I really kind of don't remember that movie.
It's been like 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I only watched it that once. So.
All right.
So maybe we'll throw Loving Monsters back on the.
We have a hit list now of movies. We should just do a month. Like,
Revenge month.
Yes! Yes! Now that's a theme.
Yeah.
Oh.
Fucking revenge month.
Oh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, that's only three movies. I'm trying
to think of a pun. We need a month pun.
Oh, man. I don't know if we need a month pun.
Your wife said March Madness.
That's too soon. Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon.
No. We got to let this propagate. Like,
yeah.
We'll think of it when we're like sleeping. We just wake up dead. Like, ah. Revenge month.
No. Trying to, like, it's like a month name we convert, like, work revenge into, or, like,
maybe.
Come on, audience.
Yeah. It's like
Damn it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fine.
We're going to get back to you. We're going to have an awesome revenge pun name. We're doing a revenge month. Yeah. Where we're going to do all the movies.
Oh, it's Revenge of the Turds.
But there's good movies in there.
Yeah, though. It's fine. The episodes were turds.
That's true. Yeah.
We'll hang on to that one.
Right. Well, yeah. We'll put it in the parking lot, as they say in the business world.
Who says that?
You'd be surprised. I've heard that.
Right into the microphone, huh?
It smells like pizza and everything. Mamma mia.
What the fuck is happening right now?
I have no idea.
Why are we this delirious? Like,
I think we're just excited to be doing like a regular show where everything's going right. Like,
yeah, I think that's
knock on wood.
Yeah, that is what it is.
Yeah. We're going to see Lisa Frankenstein tomorrow. I'm hyped to see that.
Oh, we were planning on going to see it as well, but Ollie's got a basketball game.
And then Super
Bowl. And then it's the Super Bowl. Yeah, exactly. So.
I know you're watching. And my wife's watching. I was like, you want to go see it at 1 o'clock tomorrow?
Yeah. Like that, we were looking at it, but he's got a game at 1. I think his game is at 1.
There's like a dozen of those games the rest of the night.
Yeah. You know, he's finally starting to get his head out of his ass and play well. So,
oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah, he scored today. He got a couple of rebounds. Yeah. He's the token, like, clumsy kid. So right. When he starts doing well, we have to like, yeah, fucking great, man.
Egg him on a little bit.
Yeah, but he's loving it.
We saw Argyle last Sunday.
Argyle?
Yeah, I liked it. Amanda really loved it.
I don't even know what the fuck it is.
It's the movie with Henry Cavill and Bryce Dallas Howard and Sam Rockwell. It's like a spy movie. She's like a novelist and like,
oh, okay.
People are like shitting all over it, but I thought it was good. It was all right. It wasn't the greatest movie I've ever seen, but like it was entertaining.
Yeah. I'll go for entertaining at this point. Like,
it was fun. Like, yeah.
It's not Oscar bait, but.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You're not winning any awards with it, but it was fun. Yeah. It was enjoyable. Fucking Sam, you can't go wrong with Sam Rockwell. Like,
you really can't.
Yeah. And I guess, what's his
name?
Matthew.
That's a guy that I would like to put into the category of like, he might be in some shitty shit. He is not shitty.
Never bad in it. Yeah. Another dude I would love to have a drink with. Like, just fucking you don't have a beer with Sam Rockwell. He's a whiskey guy. Fucking, I can sense it.
He looks like a tequila guy to me.
That I can see too.
He looked like a really high end tequila guy.
Yeah. I can see that.
Sam Rockwell, if you're out there listening,
dude,
what's your bev of choice?
Chair's right here, man.
I said Sam Rockwell's in the slideshow.
But no, the director of that, Matthew Vaughn, announced that like him and Sam Rockwell filmed like a secret action movie that's like coming out soon, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
I don't really see Sam Rockwell as like an action movie guy, though.
I could see it. He does a little bit of action stuff in Argyle.
He's just getting older, but like the thing is, like the old guys that you see in action movies now, they're established in action movies, so you're just used to seeing them be old in action movies, I guess.
Yeah,
Sam Rockwell seems more of like a. I mean, he is really, really good at drama, but he's good at comedy too.
Yeah,
so it's like. I just don't see him in action. I mean, I'll fucking watch it.
He's done like spy stuff before. He's done like, Argyle is a spy. He does like a couple of like, couple of stunt things. He, I fucking love, absolutely love Confessions of a Dangerous Mind. That movie is, I love that movie so much. That's the movie that's like supposedly, you know, Chuck Barris's like autobiography.
Yeah.
Where he claims like he was recruited by the CIA, like so like while he's working on the Gong Show, like he's also like fucking murdering people, like Thailand or whatever, like
it's fucking ridiculous. That's some fucking.
I've read like shit from that time and like
that's some Frank Dukes Kumite level bullshit though.
Yo, most likely, but like the story, like the way he tells it, like it. It doesn't, it all like matches up. Like it fucking sounds like, okay, that sounds like plausible enough.
Uh-huh. See Frank Dukes Kumite.
Exactly. Yeah. Fucking kickboxer.
Bloodsport.
Oh, Bloodsport. That's what it was. Not kickboxer. Same fucking movie.
How fucking dare you? How dare you? One has Bolo in it.
Yeah. Going back to the book thing, I'm still reading The Comedians, which I really am
loving. Is that a fat-ass book, or are you just going slow in it?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I read, like, I was trying to do, like, a chapter a day, mm-hmm. but some of the chapters have gotten, like, long. Like, the one I'm on now is, what the fuck is it? Oh, it's just called Stand-Up's Great Change.
Okay.
It's about the change from, like, stand up like before the 50s and 60s, where it was just like jokes, people telling jokes.
Yeah.
To where after that, it was people changing to like talking about their lives, like telling stories about themselves.
Like observational humor.
Yeah. So it's that's like 50 something pages. So like that, it's fucking fascinating. But like all of it's fascinating. Like there was one chapter. This one was about. It was an earlier like stand-up chapter, but like it talks about like in New York, all the places the comedians would hang out. And there was this one drugstore, I forget the name of it. But like
Faze
drugstore. Yep.
Dwayne Reed.
But like it was where all the fucking comics hung out. Like Milton Berle like had an office like at this fucking drugstore. Like and fucking, they talk a lot about Rodney Dangerfield when he was back then. He was still Jack Roy was his name before he changed his name, which they talk about a little bit in the book. It's fucking interesting.
Yeah, like why he changed his name?
They kind of hint at it a little bit, but they're talking about how he used to be like this fucking like. Just this dude who was like a comedian when he was younger, but then like his wife basically forced him out of it and like made him get a real job, like selling siding.
Yeah.
And then like what he would do was like hang out at this drugstore and sell jokes to comedians like out of the trunk of his car.
Okay.
And then like they talk about like they think he changed his name to Rodney Dangerfield because fucking he got into trouble. With the siding thing, it was all a scam. Yeah, what they would do is I forget, there was like a name for it and everything. Like,
yeah,
they would they would like prey on like GIs and stuff like that. Like people, like you know, they were coming home like, hey, you know, you just bought a house,
yeah,
like,
GI Bill money.
Yeah, exactly. Like you know, we're gonna we throw some siding up on for you, and like they throw up like junk siding, and like you know, they like never finish the job and shit like that. Yeah. So he got into trouble with that. And, like, nobody knows what exactly happened, but, like, one day he just wasn't in trouble anymore. And then, like...
New name!
Yeah, funny. Exactly. All of a sudden, he's Rodney Dangerfield. Okay. So they think it was, like, something happened. Like, he either owed somebody money or, like, he ratted somebody out. Like, you know, fucking... Yeah. So he had to change his name,
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that shit is fascinating. And like, I just finished the one about Late Night where it talks about like, you know, the original fucking like Tonight Show and like how that all came about.
Yeah.
All of this.
Jack Parsons?
Jack Parr. And Steve Allen too.
Yeah.
Milton Berle, not a nice dude.
No.
Fucking, yeah.
No.
Kind of an asshole.
Huge dong, apparently, though.
Yeah, massive dong. But yeah, fucking, they talk about like a lot in this book. He was one of the older comedians where after the things changed where comedians would talk about themselves, comedians before that, everything was an act.
Yeah.
So like everything, you know, this whole Uncle Milty bullshit, like everything that he's known for is a complete fucking... fabrication. Yeah,
a character.
Yeah, exactly. And like they're saying, like, the real person is a fucking bastard. Like,
yeah,
they're talking about like they've seen him like, you know, ream out people, like assistants and stuff. And, like,
yeah,
he steals jokes from people, fucking shit like that. Like, he, fucking kind of an asshole.
Yeah. So, Milton Berle, cross dressing, huge dong, asshole.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. That checks all the boxes.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. it's going to take me quite a while to get through this zombie book, though. I don't know if you read the same way. I assume you don't. I read at the same pace I speak. Because if I don't if I don't play out what I'm reading as like dialogue and look at it in my head movie, none of it sticks. So like,
yeah, it's I tend to go too fast and then like I realize, oh wait, I'm just looking at words and not actually reading them.
Yeah.
I need to go back and reread. Like, yeah.
I don't know if it's a thing because like Shelley will grab a book and just fucking couple days blast through a motherfucker. I can't do it. I've never been able to
read fast. It's like a skill you have to build up. Cause I used to be able to pick up a book and like within like 2-3 days tops, I'd be done with it. Like,
yeah.
And now like, fuck that. Yeah.
No, like I said, like I have to play it out like in real time.
Yeah. No, like this book I'm reading now is like 400 pages and like, I've been reading it for like a half a month, maybe like a month, maybe like,
yeah,
you know, but before I'd be done with this in like less than a week.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why I'm really jealous of people who are like blast through a whole series of fucking books and like we're like, oh, this is what I read this month. I'm like, you're a fucking psycho.
Yeah,
like I can't even fathom doing that.
All right, that might be enough.
Is that it?
That's enough.
Oh, you know what? I want to circle back to Sam Rockwell real quick.
Bring it back. Bring it back.
Moon.
Oh, that is a good movie.
That shows his prowess because there's not another motherfucker in that movie.
Yeah, that is a really good movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll talk about that movie any chance I get. You know what? I have to see that again. It's been a long time
since. It's been a while for me, too.
It's heavy and it's weird. So, like, it's one of those, like...
Once in a while. Yeah. Like, yeah, you got to be in the mood for it.
Because otherwise it loses the effect, I think.
That shit was terrifying.
You were kind of not loving this one. I
did forget about that one. So that is fucking frightening. The little gnome thing, like
it's just a little kid.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You find that out.
Yeah. But that's what it looked like.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah, this was VHS.
This girl looks like Michael Cera too.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
Yeah. With boobs.
With boobs.
And shorter hair. Yeah. All right. We'll get the hell out of here. We'll stop taking up you guys' time. We'll give you our socials and then some advice, and we'll get the hell out of here. So we have been Big Dumb Monsters. Our website is www.bigdumbmonsterspodcast.com. Our Facebook is Big Dumb Monsters Pod. If you have suggestions for the show, beers we should drink, movies we should watch, actually, like for real, hit us up with movies because we love getting suggestions.
We love not making our own schedule. That's the
one. Things you would like to see in the show, things you know, what can we fix? What can we improve on? What don't you like? Email us, bigdumbmonsters@gmail.com. Or is it Big Dumb Monsters Podcast? No, it's Big Dumb Monsters. BigDumbMonsters@gmail.com. That's the one. We are on Slasher, the all horror social network. That's a pretty fun place to be. Big Dumb Monsters Podcast. And we have a Steam account set up as Big Dumb Monsters. Add us on there. Maybe we can play some games. Play some Tony Hawk Pro Skater or something.
You can check us out on Instagram and Threads @big_dumb_monsters. You can check us out on YouTube, @big_dumb_monsters. We stream the show live every week on YouTube and Twitch as well. You can check us out there as well. @BigDumbMonsters. But stop by both of those places, subscribe, like a few videos. It's all free to do.
Yeah.
Helps us out. We are, I said Twitch already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I think I'm done.
Where are we going to be in May?
We are going to be at Saratoga Comic Con May 4th and 5th.
We love it there.
Absolutely. Yeah. May 4th and 5th. Stop by the table. We have tons of free swag. I just ordered some more today, as a matter of fact.
I'm going to say it. Best free swag at the con and best bags at the con.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Best table. I'm going to outright say it.
Yeah. I mean.
Come find. Oh, by the way.
Yeah.
Thor's going to be at the next con with us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got him set up. I think Sam's going to put him in the gaming room across from us, but they're going to be right there with us.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, that makes sense for them to be there.
Yeah.
Is it just Thor?
Alex will probably stop by. If you guys say it here, say something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I got him all set up, hopefully.
Oh, rad.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be fun.
We're going to be there May 4th and 5th.
Speaking of, they're on the show next week.
Yeah, Alex and Thor will be here next week. I was talking to Art about this. I might call an audible on the movie.
Yeah?
I think so. I think we found the bottom. I think
Lamageddon.
Don't you want to not watch Lamageddon?
Have you seen it yet?
No.
Oh. It's bad.
Oh, man, I'm not used to watching bad movies at all. Ooh, what am I going to do? It depends on how much trivia there is for the fucking movie, okay?
I think we should call an audible on this one.
Eh, we'll see what we can do.
I'm not saying we can't watch something shitty. Let's just watch something less shitty.
You want to switch it up to Slaughterhouse?
I know those guys have seen it before, though, already.
Yeah. Heh.
And we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We are also going to be at the Mid-Hudson Comic Con. That is like the first weekend in August, I think.
Don't even ask me.
I think it's the first weekend in August. Definitely in August. Because it is before.
Can you get a little higher on
that? It's definitely in August. No, that's it.
That's it. The limit, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it's. I think it's like August 3rd and 4th, maybe, something like that.
Okay.
That tracks, because I'm going to be at Tampa Bay Comic Con August 23rd through the 25th. So, logically speaking, 3 weeks before that would be August 3rd and 4th. That makes sense. I believe, we're going to be there whenever the fuck it is. We're going to be Mid-Hudson Comic Con.
Whenever it is, we'll be there. We will have a table. Hopefully, Grindr Guy is not there.
I'm going to murder that fucking guy. If you want to see somebody get murdered, come on down to fucking Mid-Hudson Comic Con. Just listen for the grinder.
And then listen for it to turn off.
Yeah. Listen for the blinding violence afterwards. I hate that fucking guy. Then after that, like I said, Tampa Bay Comic Con, I will be there doing some hosting duties.
Yeah.
And then after that, we are going to be at Saratoga Comic Con again in November.
Yes. We adore all of the cons that Sam does. You guys have an in on any other shows that you think we could be at? Let us know.
Hook some brothers up here. We're reaching out. We're spreading our word and influence here and there. So you might see us pop up in a few places before then.
Jesus Christ, I hope we don't have influence.
You'd be surprised. we might have a hand in that that unofficial con after party that Art mentioned.
I mentioned.
Oh, you mentioned. That's right. Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know why I pinned that on Art, but
stealing my fucking thunder.
Yeah. I mentioned that to somebody else too, and they're like, "We'll go."
All right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's for later though.
Yeah. Well. We'll see what we can do. We might have a thing to tell you about. We might have more info on those other things we have cooking too next week.
Sick.
We can at least.
We'll keep you informed.
Yeah. It's if you know, you know. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right. Well, as always, ladies and gentlemen. Don't let ghoulies eat your ass.
And never sleep in a deathbed.
Bye-bye.